Al-Hujurat, the chambers. With the name of Allah, the most gracious, the ever merciful. O you who believe, do not anticipate Allah and His Messenger putting yourselves forward before their cause, and be full of reverence to Allah, and take Him as a shield. Behold, Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. O you who believe, raise not your voices above the voice of the Prophet, nor address him in loud tones, the way you speak loudly to one another, lest your deeds should come to naught while you do not realize. Those who keep their voices subdued in the presence of Allah's Messenger are those whose hearts Allah has purified for piety and restraint. There awaits such of them provision for protection and a great reward. The people who call out to you, O Prophet of God, from outside your private chambers, most of them lack understanding. If they only had patience to wait until you could come out to them, it would be better for them. Yet Allah is great protector against faults, ever merciful. O you who believe, if a wicked person brings you any important news, examine it carefully, lest you should harm some people in ignorance, and afterwards you may have to repent for what you did. Keep in mind that Allah's Messenger is among you at the time. If he were to follow your wishes in many matters, you would certainly land yourself in trouble. But as it is, Allah has inspired you with the love of the faith, and has made it look beautiful to your minds, and has made disbelief, transgression, and disobedience hateful to you. Such indeed are those who follow the right course of guidance. This is sheer Allah's grace and His favor, and Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. O you who believe, if two parties of the believers fall out and fight each other, make peace between them, and should one of them commit aggression against the other, then fight you all against the party that transgresses, till it complies with the command of Allah and returns to peace and reconciliation. Then if it returns, make peace between them with equity and act justly, for Allah loves those who do justice. Believers are but a single brotherhood, so make peace and effect reconciliation between the two contending brethren, and take Allah as your shield, so that you may be shown mercy. O you who believe, let no people look down upon another people, for the latter people may be better than they. Nor let women look down upon other women. Who? The women who are treated lightly may be better than the other ones. And find no fault in one another, in order to defame your own people, nor call one another by nicknames. Bad is the reputation of wickedness after the profession of belief. Highly unjust are the people who would not abstain from what they are forbidden. O you who believe, eschew much suspicion, for suspicion is, in some cases, a sin. And do not spy into the secrets of one another, nor backbite one another. Would any one of you like to eat the flesh of his dead brother? Why, you would loathe it. Take Allah as your shield. Surely Allah is oft returning with compassion and is ever merciful. O people, we have created you out of a male and a female, and we have made you tribes and sub-tribes that you may recognize and do good to one another. Surely the most honorable of you in the sight of Allah is he who guards against evil the most. Verily Allah is all-knowing, all-aware. The Arabs of the desert say, "We believe." Say, "You have not yet truly believed." You should rather say, "We obey and have submitted, for true faith has not yet entered your hearts." But if you obey Allah and His Messenger, He will not diminish aught of your deeds. Surely Allah is great protector, ever merciful. The believers are only those who truly believe in Allah and His Messenger and then doubt not, and who strive hard with their possessions and their lives in the cause of Allah. It is they who are the true to their words and Muslims of a high standard. Say, would you make known your faith to Allah while Allah knows whatsoever is in the heavens and whatsoever is in the earth? And Allah knows all things full well. They lay you under obligation because they have embraced Islam. Say, lay me not under any obligation on account of your embracing Islam. On the contrary, Allah has bestowed a favor on you because He has guided you to the true faith, if you are truthful. Verily, Allah knows the hidden realities of the heavens and the earth, and Allah sees all your deeds.